You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When you find a parking ticket under your windshield wiper, no matter how much money you make, you get fined the same amount. This is different from, say, income tax, where if you make less, you pay less. If you make six figures, a ticket is a minor annoyance, but if you make minimum wage, it can be a big deal. And if you can't pay, that fine can snowball into losing your car or losing your driver's license. But recently, San Francisco created a program called the Financial Justice Project to take a closer look at how seemingly small fines can have an outsized effect on the poor. KALW's cost of living reporter Jeremy Dalmas has more.
Parking isn't easy in San Francisco. When Echo Rowe moved here from Seattle in 2012, she had to move her Ford Ranger every couple of days to avoid street sweeping. It was hard to keep track of, and she started getting multiple tickets every month. But then...
it was a Sunday night, and I was working, and I just left to take a break to move my car.
When she got to the space, Rowe's truck had been towed. She'd racked up over $2,000 in parking tickets. At the time, she was making a little over minimum wage, and she couldn't afford to pay off the tickets or get the car out of impound. The towing company eventually sold it off. Years later, she still owes $1,600 to the city.
I don't see myself really paying them until I have, like, a normal full-time job with benefits. But right now I do three part-time jobs, so...
Around 4,000 cars get sold off in San Francisco every year because their owners can't pay. Rowe herself knows two other people who've lost their cars because of parking tickets. And I spoke with one man who was living in his car while he was working a retail job. After his car got towed, he not only lost the place he slept every night, but he also lost his job. His car was eventually sold off by the tow company. These punishments seem too severe to San Francisco and its treasurer. So they've established a program called the Financial Justice Project to look for ways to make smaller fines more fair to poorer residents. Anne Stuhldreher directs the project.
We find that the practice is often high paying. It can dig people into financial holes that they can't get out of, and low gain.
This is likely the first and only program of its kind in the country. Right now, they're researching the problem and hoping to present solutions to elected officials later this spring. Stuhldreher first started thinking about this after the protests in Ferguson, Missouri. In 2015, the U.S. Justice Department released a report saying that police in Ferguson were focusing more on fining citizens than on public safety.
Things like having your grass too high in your yard, driving with a broken taillight, and oftentimes people couldn't pay it. Unfortunately, what we learned is that this is not just a Ferguson problem. This is a national problem.
In a city of 20,000 people, there were 30,000 citations in a single year. After that report on Ferguson, San Francisco City Treasurer Jose Cisneros wanted to start tackling the problem locally. He started the Financial Justice Project here last fall.
If somebody only makes $10,000 a year and gets a $300 or a $400 ticket, that's going to hit them and harm them much differently than someone who's making $200,000 a year. Is it really our intention to have a very different impact on the two people that committed the same offense?
And it isn't just going into debt or losing your car. Currently, one in six drivers in California have a suspended license because of unpaid fines. San Francisco actually became the first city in the state to stop doing this last year. And now that the Financial Justice Project is looking deeper into the problem, one big idea they have is to base fees on a person's income. Look at how much someone makes in a week and charge fines based on a percentage of that. This is already common in parts of Europe, and in fact, it was attempted in the U.S. 30 years ago.
More people paid in full, the court system actually ended up collecting more money.
Judith Green created those programs years ago in New York City and Phoenix, Arizona. But the 80s was the tough-on-crime era, and those programs didn't last. She currently runs a think tank called Justice Strategies. And she thinks that there's now the support for these fees in places that are focusing on criminal justice reform.
Public opinion has shifted and crime is down, and so it's time they have come around again.
San Francisco is in a good position to tackle this. It's a well-off city with a lot of economic inequality. But the Financial Justice Projects and Stuhldreher worries that other municipalities might not have the same momentum.
We know that when budget times are tough, that's a lot of times when governments increase fines and fees.
Stuhldreher is concerned that with looming cuts to federal grants under the Trump administration, cities may be eyeing fines as an easy way to bring in money, just as she is trying to solve the problem. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.